From Radio Catskill Studios in Liberty, New York, this is the Local Edition. I'm Jason Dole, and I'm glad you're here with me tonight because we've got several stories involving energy projects and projects that would use energy in our region. A proposed utility-scale solar facility in Wayne County has been put on pause for now, and a utility-scale solar farm and battery storage facility could be coming to Sullivan County. Radio Catskill's Kimberly Izar has both of those stories for us. Plus, Tim Bruno will speak with the River Reporter's Leah Mayo for a big update on the data center proposal for Clinton Township in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. Those energy and development-related stories are all coming up. First tonight, we start with news from Meredith, New York. That's in Delaware County, about 5 miles north of Delhi on Route 28, and it's where a man has been charged with attempted murder. For more, I'm joined by Philip Pantuso, Times Union Hudson Valley, who has just this moment published a story about this. Philip, thank you for joining us.
Always good to be with you.
So what actually happened out there in Delaware County?
Yeah, so it sounds like it was a pretty dramatic incident. There was a shooting that happened on Wednesday in the town of Meredith, which, as you mentioned, is out there in Delaware County. This began, it seemed, from what we've been able to tell, with a neighborly dispute. There's a 26-year-old named Ryan Gregory, who police say got into a dispute with his neighbor, a 57-year-old man, and allegedly shot him and two empty vehicles. It's unclear who owned the vehicles. This was not a fatal shooting. The man who was hit was able to drive himself, actually, to Fox Hospital in Oneonta. And then he was later taken up to Albany Med for further treatment. But police say they were non-life-threatening injuries. But why this really came on our radar is what happened afterward. After police responded to the shooting, they found the defendant, Gregory, at his home. And he allegedly had guns on the premises and refused commands to surrender, which kickstarted a five-hour negotiation, called a standoff, called a negotiation. No additional shots were fired, but it was kind of a tense situation, it sounds like, for everybody there. He did eventually turn himself in without incident and was arrested around 9 p.m., which was about 7 hours after the shooting.
My goodness, that's very dramatic. Five-hour standoff. I know the police don't always give you a lot of details when they're still investigating going on, but, I mean, are they commenting much on that lengthy standoff and what that was like for them?
Well, initially they were not commenting really at all. How this originally came on our radar was we just got probably the least informative press release we've ever gotten from the state police. I'm going to read it to you in full. The New York State Police are investigating an incident that occurred on June 11th, 2026 in the town of Meredith. There is no threat to the public. We were like, okay, what could that be? Eventually they did, once this was over and they had charged the man, they did give us a few more details. We also got some details from another neighbor, a man named Larry Bennett, who told our reporter, Roger Hennigan-Gilson, that this guy, Gregory, had moved there about a month ago from Long Island with a bunch of guns, I guess, and he just kind of fires the guns at all times of the day, according to this neighbor. And that was becoming sort of a quality of life issue for people on that street, it sounds like. The firing would continue into the night. It wasn't really target shooting. He was just sort of blasting away, quote, firing them as fast as he could. So stands to reason that maybe this guy was getting on the nerves of some of the people on the street. That's certainly what others on the scene had characterized. And maybe that was part of what led to this dispute. You know, it's unclear.
Right.
Certainly, I'm sure more details will emerge as this moves through the criminal justice system. It's also worth noting that according to police, they expect to file additional charges against Ryan Gregory on top of the second degree attempted murder charge.
So again, just to underline what you're saying, that sounds like that might be related to the cause of this. We don't really know for sure, but it does seem clear just from the reporting that you've done that this is a story about a shooting, but guns were involved or become part of the story before the shooting, and guns were part of the story after the shooting with a standoff with police.
Yeah, guns all around. you know, I don't know. Police aren't commenting much about what happened with the standoff or what additional charges they expect to file. You know, there could be some kind of menacing or harassment charges. We don't really know exactly everything that happened with the shooting, but or with the standoff. But, you know, as the neighbors were saying, and as police kind of confirmed, he did have a lot of guns on the property, and so it could be related to that as well.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing us this breaking news out of Delaware County. And we'll, of course, be keeping an eye on this to see what happens next. Philip, talking about what happens next, I think I'd like to let listeners know, you listener, if you listen regularly, you might notice we often talk with Philip Pantuso, Times Union, Hudson Valley, on a Thursday evening like this. But this might be the last Thursday evening that we're talking on a regular basis with Philip, specifically for the Times Union Hudson Valley. Philip, do you want to let folks know why?
Yeah, sure. I am starting a new role at the Times Union as the deputy managing editor for news. And so that purview will include not only Hudson Valley coverage, but also a lot of our Capital Region coverage. And so I will no longer be the kind of dedicated point person on all things Hudson Valley and Catskills. My colleague, Lana Bellamy, who listeners will have heard on the show from time to time when I'm, you know, out or on vacation or otherwise indisposed, she will be swapping in for me. So get used to hearing her. And I'll still be on from time to time to share probably some state stories and other things that have interest, I think, for listeners anywhere in the state.
Well, congratulations to you on this move. And it's great to hear we're still going to be, you know, getting great Hudson Valley reporting from the great team that you've already got on the Hudson Valley Bureau. So thanks and congrats on both those accounts.
Thanks so much. Always good to be with you.
Well, now we move on to our energy and development stories tonight. Coming up, we will get an update on that proposed data center for Glinton Township and Wayne County from Leah Mayo, the River Reporter. But first, news of another project proposed in Wayne County. This would be a utility-scale solar facility, but it has been put on pause, for now at least. The project, which proposed building over 36,000 solar panels across Damascus and Oregon townships, drew mixed reactions from local residents and environmental advocates in recent months. Proponents say solar is essential to moving towards renewable energy, while others said the scale of the project could threaten wildlife habitat and the environment. Radio Catskills' Kimberly Izar was at the meeting last night where the solar developer abruptly withdrew its application, and Kimberly has this story.
A handful of more than a dozen residents gathered at the Equinunk Fire Hall on Wednesday night. The focus of the meeting was a proposed 18-megawatt solar facility bordering Damascus and Oregon townships. If built, the developer Ampliform says it could generate enough electricity to power roughly 3,000 homes, but it would also disturb 103 acres of land. Wednesday's meeting took a sudden turn when the developer Ampliform said it would withdraw its application entirely.
Yeah, we'll move to withdraw our application at this time, and we'll resubmit a later date with the updated information.
That would be a complete withdrawal.
Complete withdrawal. Square one.
Damascus's legal solicitor, Jeffrey Treat, said during the meeting, after reviewing the developer's conditional use application, he noticed something was missing. The lease agreement from the property owner that showed Ampliform could even build the proposed solar farm on their property. Ampliform then decided to withdraw its application on Wednesday. Damascus Board Chairman Joseph Canfield told Radio Catskill that there's nothing for the township to do, at least for now.
We're waiting on them. There's no further action by the township and nothing's moving forward. Okay, so they have to resubmit. If they wish to resubmit, they can resubmit.
The proposal has drawn mixed reactions from community members. Proponents say renewable energy is necessary as electricity costs skyrocket across the state, while others are concerned about environmental risks. The proposed solar projects sit on about 11 wetlands in Damascus and would require significant tree clearance. Crystal Patterson is a landowner whose family farm borders the project.
We do a lot of haying on our land. We raise beef, we raise pig, we have chickens, we did a field of garlic. So we have a variety of crops and work that we do with the farm. And the farm, the land that is being developed for solar, that was hayed previously. So you're losing that those acres too. So
she says she and others weren't expecting the developer to withdraw its application.
It's definitely the curveball we didn't see, you know, coming. We thought this was going to be a yes or no answer. It's obviously not turned into that with the solar company withdrawing their application only to resubmit it again for the third time to the township. We'll have to wait and see what their plan contains. The township engineer testified at the last public hearing that there are serious water ways. 13% of the area is water. So there's concerns about water contamination in this area. They also talked about this area is mountainous and very rocky, not necessarily ideal for solar development. It's not a flat hayfield. This is a mountain and a lot of big boulders back in that area. So it is not ideal. That's something their township's own engineer discussed with us. And of course, the tree removal, the significant amount of trees. But we'll see what the new plan holds and what they're looking to do.
Still, Patterson is keeping an eye out on what happens next. And so is Darlene and Patrick Nolan, who live along Amy Road just across from where the proposed solar farm could go. They say they're still worried about what this could mean for the value of their home.
Number one concern is our property value. We just built a brand new house and just retired in June. And we have over, you know, $1 million invested already in our land. And if this solar farm goes in, we'll never make back on what we invested on it because of this.
While Pennsylvania has long relied on fossil fuels like coal and oil to power the state, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has been pushing to increase the amount of renewable energy the state produces. Nolan says where large-scale solar projects go matter. For her and her husband, it just simply doesn't belong in more rural residential parts of Pennsylvania.
A lot of other places I could think of, like industrial parking lots or old, you know, factories, you know, where it makes more sense. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, these are protected wetlands. There's eagle's nests. There's every kind of wildlife you can imagine in this area. Seems like there should be some type of protection for this, you know. They could have picked a million other places, and I know everybody has the right to with their land, but just doesn't make any sense.
Ampliform says they plan to resubmit an updated application at a later date. In Liberty, I'm Kimberly Izar for Radio Catskill.
Thank you, Kimberly. Well, not only is that just the first of two stories we have for Kimberly Izar tonight, it's the first of two solar stories that she has, because a utility-scale solar farm and battery storage facility could be coming to Sullivan County. The solar developer has proposed a 1,200-acre solar farm that would span the towns of Thompson and Forestburg, and it's drawing pushback from local residents. Now, Sullivan County is waiting for the developer RWE to submit their application to New York's Renewable Energy Office for consideration. Radio Catskill's Kimberly Izar has more.
The Forestburg Town Hall is situated down a pretty quiet road off of Route 42. But inside the building last Thursday, the room was buzzing. More than 50 residents filled the space to learn more about the Town Line Solar Project. It's a proposed 200-megawatt solar and 100-megawatt battery storage facility. If built, the project would encompass more than 1,200 acres in the towns of Thompson and Forestburg. That's the equivalent of about 909 football fields. Residents and local officials are now waiting for the developer RWE to submit its formal application to the state's Office of Renewable Energy Siting and Electric Transmission, or ORES.
There has not been an application submitted. The application gets submitted to ORES, not to the town. There has not been an application submitted. So until there's an application, there's really... This is all we know until we can see the application.
That's Forestburg Town Supervisor Dan Hogg. He says about 800 acres, the majority of the proposed project area, will remain undisturbed. Only about 300 acres will be used for solar panels. Who approves the project, says Hogg, is where things get complicated.
The process, now this is where it gets confusing for people. The process, in 2019, New York State created the Climate Control Act. And that's where they created the Office of Renewable Energy Siting, which is ORES. In 2020, during the budget process, New York State gave ORES the sole responsibility of reviewing, approving, or denying applications for large-scale solar, which is anything over 25 megawatts. Local ZBA boards may hear requests for variances for various local law discrepancies, such as height, setbacks, lot coverage, but ORES has the authority to override whatever your local government says, what your local zoning says. Town boards and local government does not have the authority to say yes or no to projects of this size.
Large-scale solar projects in New York State need ORES approval to get started, and they must meet with community members before even submitting their application. John LaMontagne, a spokesperson for RWE, said in an email to Radio Catskill that the developer has had, quote, many productive meetings with Sullivan County stakeholders, town supervisors, county legislators, even local fire departments in Forestburg and Monticello to discuss safety concerns. But residents still have mixed reactions. Joe Johnson, a resident of Forestburg, says he's for renewable energy, but it has to be done with environmental concerns in mind.
I think there's a lot better places that we could put solar. I'm for solar. I think alternative energy is a great thing. I think, however, there's a lot better places than in a pristine forest area.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. So please, contact your representatives, contact the governor.
Christopher Titus is a local biologist in Monticello. One of his concerns are the number of endangered species and habitats that would be displaced by the project, he says.
And we have the Neversink Gorge, which is at the closest point, about 800 and some feet from the southern boundary, which is of concern because there are protected species on site and in the Neversink Gorge itself. There's a species called dwarf wedge mussel, which is state protected, state endangered, and any sort of change to the water quality would affect that animal.
The project is in close proximity to the Marcy South power line, according to local officials. The developer estimates it could bring about $21.8 million in pilot payments to Sullivan County and the towns of Forestburg and Thompson over 20 years. The proposed solar farm sits on all private property, but it's about several hundred feet from state land, says Supervisor Togg.
Closest part, way down in one corner, is 835 feet from the state land, according to how they map it on the computer. Another thing is...
That's not very far, Danny.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
That's not very far.
Oh, please, for a second.
Titus says he's working on rallying residents to share their concerns with the Department of Public Service.
And I've tried to get the locals to put their comments into the public comments section, as they should, because that is where ORES has the opportunity to see the negative side of and see where people are feeling about this project. A lot of the community isn't high income, so sometimes it feels like all these projects are happening because we can't fight them. But I'm going to fight till there's nothing left in me.
The Sullivan County Legislature approved a resolution in May to authorize an engineering contract to look into the project. County officials are expecting the developer, RWE, to submit an application to ORES by the end of June. In Liberty, I'm Kimberly Izar for Radio Catskill.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
It is The Local Edition. I'm Jason Dole. And the River Reporter's Leah Mayo spoke with Tim Bruno this morning live on Radio Chatskill with an update on the data center proposal for Clinton Township in Wayne County, as well as Berlin Township's review of a draft data center ordinance. And if you've lost count, I'll help you out there. That's by the time we're done hearing from Liam, a total of 4 development stories just tonight here on the Local Edition.
Liam, welcome.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
We earlier were joking, it's a hot summer for development in our area. That's an understatement with all of these massive proposals. The one that we've been talking about with you recently is that data center proposed in Clinton Township there in Wayne County in near Forest City. What's the latest there?
Yeah. So there was a meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Supervisors last night where they kind of went over a proposed ordinance to regulate data centers, a proposed amendment to their subdivision and land development ordinance. And we got a little bit of a clearer sort of explanation of what potentially the timeline could be on that and how that could interact with the proposed data center that's coming into Clinton Township. And the ordinance itself, there's a new 26-page draft that was out in draft form last week on the Clinton Township website, and there's going to be, according to the township solicitor, Ronald Bujaj, another draft coming up shortly. That ordinance is kind of working its way through the governmental process. He was saying 2 to 3 months or just a couple of months where they're looking to have that in place. At the same time, the data center that was proposed, their application was deemed incomplete previously by the Planning Commission, and they need to address a couple of things and resubmit. So if this ordinance gets into place prior to them being resubmitted and accepted, in all likelihood, they would have to follow that ordinance. If not, in all likelihood, not. So there's a bit of a like race against the clock on both sides there. But the other sort of interesting thing that was discussed was the idea that there are multiple ways to address land uses like this. And the way they're going about doing it isn't maybe the one that gives them the most legal security. Right now they're doing an amendment to the Clinton Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, but according to the township solicitor, that kind of saldo ordinance isn't really meant for the like fine-tuned like regulation of very specific parts of a land development thing that you would normally get from zoning, which is sort of a more advanced version of that that specifically regulates like types of development and where development can be placed in a township. So he's also recommending that Clinton Township look into zoning, something that was, you know, has previously been controversial, and, you know, it was discussed as potentially still being controversial even now. But that's something that would take longer to get into place, even if that was something the town decided to move forward with.
And to remind folks, this is a nearly 700-acre, 20-plus building data center campus being proposed there in Clinton Township in Wayne County by the Lindy Corporation based in Pittston. Was there a large turnout again from residents in the community there last night?
Yeah, there was a large turnout. It wasn't quite as large as at previous meetings. But one of the other things that they talked about was the idea that they need to get the community's input on this, specifically if they want to go ahead and put zoning into place. That was something people said that they need to try and figure out how to get the community to weigh in on. One of the township supervisors sort of said that they are conflicted about zoning and they've been changing their like opinions about it, with one of them saying that, you know, previously he had thought, you know, it's not really my opinion or it's not really my role as a township supervisor to tell you what you can and can't do with your property. So he was more opposed to zoning. But with this massive development coming in, he's sort of rethinking that and seeing it more as a way to protect people and to protect people's use of their land. So it's just the situation where, you know, a massive development like a data center coming in, or the possibility of that, is changing how people like engage with their local governments. It's changing how people think about interacting with their local laws and regulations, which I think, you know, you mentioned sort of a PAC program today of kind of land development projects. And I think that's something that is kind of a common thread through all of them is, you know, when there is a big project of any kind that comes in or is potentially proposed, that's something that everyone kind of needs to come together and figure out how to deal with.
All right. So that's Clinton Township. There is another proposal in Wayne County in Berlin Township that includes, I believe, Damascus area. Is that right?
Yeah. Berlin Township is just a little bit south of Damascus. And the proposal in Berlin, there's no proposed data center itself, but there is a proposed ordinance to regulate data centers that they will be discussing at a public hearing next Tuesday, 6:30. And just looking at the draft of that ordinance, it's not quite as extensive as, say, the Clinton Township draft ordinance. Say, Clinton, just this is kind of an in a very rough comparison, but say the Clinton Township ordinance is like 26 pages, Berlin Township's like 8 pages. But it includes some things that stood out to me as a little bit unique. It has the requirement that the developer or any user of a data center campus would submit a master plan of all parcels intended to be developed as part of a campus. So everything that would like go into, you know, supporting a data center would all have to be kind of submitted and considered at the same time. One of the other aspects of this proposed ordinance is a limitation on use, saying that data center structures may be used only for lawful purposes, and says that entities seeking to perform business within the data center structures have to explain their policies and safeguards to protect public safety while preventing the misuse of technologies. And it brings up some of the things that are widely raised as potential concerns with artificial intelligence and just AI technology more broadly, such as the distribution of illegal content, such as child sexual abuse material and non-consensual intimate imagery, utilization of models that display harmful bias, and violation of civil rights and civil liberties, such as free speech, voting, human autonomy, and so on and so forth. So there's this clause in there that basically tries to get anyone using a data center in Berlin Township to have policies in place to ensure that not only like will the physical building itself be something that isn't harmful to the broader community, the work that is being done there is not, you know, broadly harmful to society as a whole.
And Beech Lake seems to be the largest village there in that township, in Berlin Township. On their website, it notes that on the eastern border, the Delaware River is a popular tourist destination. This seems like a possibility that's a little too close for comfort for some folks in the region.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one of the towns, or one of the townships just along the Delaware River. It's right across the river from Tustin and Narrowsburg, just up the river from Highland, which we'll be talking about in a second. So, like, yeah, Clinton Township is on the far western side of Wayne County, but data centers are something that has kind of been creeping in from further south and west into the upper reaches of northeastern Pennsylvania. So I think, like, maybe 6 months to a year or so ago, no one, you know, living in one of these idyllic rural areas immediately adjacent to the Delaware River would have considered, like, oh, we need to put regulations in place to make sure we don't have, like, a major industrial computing facility in our backyard. But this is something that everyone is having to think about now.
That ordinance regarding the establishment, construction, and operation of data centers will be discussed at the Berlin Township Supervisors regular meeting June 16th at 7. There's a public hearing preceding the regular meeting at 6:30 with action to be taken during the regular meeting. I don't think the text of the ordinance is online. Do you have to go to the office to take a look at it?
Yes. According to the regs I'm looking at, office hours are Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I went to the office and was able to secure a copy that I'm working off of for this conversation.
Liam Mayo, editor of the River Reporter, getting us an update on some of the data center proposals, some of the data center moratoriums as well. You can read about that at riverreporter.com.
Big thanks to Tim Bruno and Leah Mayo for that update. Remember, you can hear Tim Bruno with more news and conversations every weekday morning at 10 right here on Radio Catskill and his program's Radio Chatskill. This program's a local edition, and it is done for tonight, and I'm done for the week. Local edition returns this time tomorrow evening. Patricio Rubio will be here with you. You want to stay with us right now, though, for The Daily. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.